has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're going to stumble out of the gate just a little bit here so far this morning. The Dow is down 35 points. But get this, the Dow is at 18,012. I believe I've only said 18,000, maybe, I don't know, half a dozen times or less since I've been in this business doing this radio show for the last 20 years. 18,012, which is not a new all-time high, but within a wink and a nod of it. 35 points down to the downside today on the Dow. The S&P 500, well, I could have said 2,100 yesterday. Even, I believe it's opened at 2,100. Right now, we're at 2,095. We're down 4.7, and that's also within just an eyelash here of a new all-time high on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is down almost 4 right now, 3.8 points. It's holding up the best of all. NASDAQ's been very strong lately. Remember on yesterday's show, I talked about the big risk-on move that's taken place in the market here recently. Of course, we've had a risk-on move for the last 5.5, 6 years, but there have been times during this bull when people have their pedal to the metal just a little bit harder than other times, and that's one of those times right now. Crude oil, 52.32, down 2.2% right now. And of course, crude oil seems to have settled in here. We thought it would be the mid-40s. Right now, it's at 52. Gold continues to go nowhere, 12.07. The euro at 1.13, and listen to this, the 10-year yield at 2.13%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Now, I talked about the big risk-on move in the market over the last couple of weeks. And when you get a move in the market, money comes from somewhere to finance that move. And looking at the 10-year yield here right now at 2.13%, that's a big jump up. I mean, we thought we were headed to 1.5 there for a while, and I've been warning about that bond market. It's very, very vulnerable to a jump in interest rates, and boy, we've had a big jump. I think we got down to about 1.75, so we're up 38 basis points from there at 2.13, obviously. One of the sources, one of the major sources of funds fueling this risk-on move, it's coming from the bond market, out of the safe harbor, out of the quiet, where people go to anchor and escape the stormy seas. And then when the stormy seas start to dissipate and the sun starts to break through, then they head back out into the waters once again. But, of course, over the last 5.5, almost 6 years, I can't even call it 5.5 anymore. We're at 5.9 now years of bull market. But along the way, obviously, there's been times when the bull's been a little bit fiercer than others. There's been times when the bull was raging down the street, goring people in its path, goring the bears, sticking it to them. And there's been other times when the bull got a little quiet, got a little fragile. But right now we're in one of those risk-on moves once again. And again, it's coming from the bond market, which I have no exposure whatsoever to the bond market. I think interest rates are very vulnerable. I think the bond market's very vulnerable. And we've seen a big, big jump here recently in interest rates. And while those interest rates are going down, and while the bond market's, while those interest rates are going up, and while the bond market's been going down, the NASDAQ has been breaking out. U.S. small cap indexes have been breaking out. U.S. mid cap indexes have been breaking out. Energy stocks have been breaking out. Building stocks have been breaking out. Technology stocks have been breaking out. And even some of the emerging markets, some of the beaten down emerging markets that have been submerging for so long, many of them have now leveled off and are actually starting to break out to the upside. I got a guy I'm going to send a shout out to him, Breaking Out Bad, out there, who follows me on Twitter. If he calls my number, I'll send him a book, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. But right now, stocks are breaking out good, aren't they? They're breaking out really good. And we're pretty happy over here. The pharmaceuticals are breaking out again. The biotechs are breaking out again. Today, I see a lead story, the lead story in the New York Times. India is breaking out. Now, I bought the India Mutual Fund and started pointing you to India last March, almost a year ago. And that purchase that I made in India is up about 40-45% over the last 12 months. And I've been talking about India till I'm blue in the face. Once again, in the newsletter this past week, I said the number one index in the world. Well, right now it's Russia. That's a tricky one there. I'd stay away from that Russia index. India's up over 11% so far this year. I've also written some articles recently. I was turned down by Seeking Alpha. When I write articles, we send them to MarketWatch, which basically they print every article I send them. We send them to Seeking Alpha, and we send them to Town Hall Finance. And once in a while these days, but we haven't sent one to them lately because they've been so grumpy, thestreet.com. Seeking Alpha turned down my article. They said it was too political. How is it political to say that Greece is down 40% over the last 12 months and India is up 40%? Is that political? That's a statement. That's an observation. That's a fact. That's a truism. But I guess they had a little grief with me because I gave my own thesis as to why I think one is up 40 and one is down 40. I gave the example of somebody trying to open a business in Greece. It's all he wanted to do was to sell Greek olives online from a website. He has to have all the licenses and all the permits in Greece in order to do so. And the licensing process was so onerous. It took him 10 months to get the necessary permits, and the permitting process, he had to submit a chest x-ray and a stool sample. Now, when you've got roadblocks in the way to entrepreneurs and to inventive people trying to create business and jobs, that's going to really slow down your economy. On the other hand, you have in India, you have a leader now who is pro-business and is trying to grease the skids and make it easier for businesses, and the results speak for themselves. Greece is down 40%. Just look at the National Bank of Greece stock, NBG, okay? That stock was $312 in 2007, split adjusted. Today it's $1.48. From $312 in 2007, the National Bank of Greece, they have 540 branches, is now $1.48. Okay, that reflects that you're doing something wrong. Okay, I guess that's political to point out facts and why it's not working there and while it's working elsewhere. I continue to have a big exposure to India, and I'm very happy with that exposure. I'm in this to make money for my clients and my retirees. And if it comes off as being political by investing in successful regimes and successful economies and avoiding bad economies, then so be it. Hey, how about the drone stocks? All of a sudden, we're going to start exporting drones with weapons attached to them. Now, I don't know whose hands they're going to fall into. But I own Raytheon right now, and I own Lockheed Martin, and there's other stocks that probably will benefit from this explosion in drones, companies like Northrop Grumman and Textron and the aforementioned Lockheed Martin and Triple L and Boeing and SAIC and General Dynamics, Rockwell Collins, United Technologies, etc. So we'll be watching these drone stocks. In the meantime, you can look at Fidelity's Aerospace and Defense Mutual Fund. Look at a chart of it. It's blasting off. It's almost going straight up. In this peacetime that we're in, there still seems to be a need for weapons and drones, and the aerospace and defense stocks are flying higher right now. Anyways, I've got a couple of best stocks now to talk about today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. But I must do the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place.
And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a right place. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as interest rates rise and as the bond market falls, risk on is taking place in a lot of areas of the market. And I identified several in my newsletter. The purpose of the newsletter is every week to sum up my week of fishing in the market. You know, last week I read a blog. I've mentioned this guy before, but he summed up his week of fishing last week in a blog. He says, right now, the bass are not inside the harbor. They're still just around the corner in the ocean, because the ocean right now, we have a phenomenon off of San Diego called the El Nino, and we're still feeling the effects of it. We have way above average water temperatures right now in our ocean, and we've had an invasion of little red crabs. They're called tuna crabs, and they're all outside, just offshore in the ocean, and all the bass are out there feeding on these tuna crabs instead of being inside the harbor. Now, what I like about this particular guy, I would call him the expert on San Diego Bay fishing and San Diego inshore fishing, the local kelp beds and whatnot. He proves it with pictures, holding up these giant 5-pound, 6-pound bass. And what's he using? Little red crab-type lures that look like red crabs. So I am going to call him and make an appointment. We're going to go fishing together. And then he writes a blog, and this is my summary of my fishing this past week, because I was out here every single day this past week. Well, my newsletter is very similar, and I show you pictures to back up what I'm telling you, whether it's charts, whether it's some big winners that I've been able to nab. We've got a stock that I picked up Friday in the speculative trading account that's already up like 25% here in the last couple of days. I spotted it and sent out a push notification that I was buying the stock, and so far it's good. But anyways, the newsletter sums up my observations throughout the week. You can sign up for my newsletter. It goes out every weekend, pwstreet.com. I think I'll rename it Bill's Fishing Blog. Yeah, that's better. It's called the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now, I also invented an app called the Best Stocks Now app, which also detects on a daily basis and tries to pick out and ferret out some of the best stocks that are flourishing in the market right now for one reason or another. And one of the great features of the app is you can scroll down, you can enter in your ticker symbol. In this instance, we're going to enter in Jack, okay? Jack is a stock that's headquartered here in San Diego. And, you know, the first part of the app, it shows basic information about the company. It gives you a 5-year valuation that's produced by me. It gives you how the stock has performed versus other stocks over the short term, the intermediate term, the long term. But I think and then it gives you the overall ranking and the overall grade. But I think one of the best features is down at the bottom where it has my comments. Anytime I've sent out a tweet on the stock or written a story or featured it on the radio show, it gets recorded. And they're listed in chronological order. Now, I've known Jack in the Box since I was a kid here in San Diego. Yes, I've gone there off and on. Is it a great burger experience? No. I mean, is it a place that when you're hungry and you're on the way home from the beach or something, yeah, you know, that's more the kind of place it is, and they're all over. It used to be just a California story, but now it's a nationwide story. But the thing about Jack in the Box is they own another little franchise that they started called Qdoba, which is very similar to Chipotle. And I started noticing that Jack in the Box, symbol Jack, was really starting to take off early last year. In fact, I sent out my first tweet on Jack in the Box on February 20th of 2014 when I said another San Diego stock breaking out with a vengeance. Jack in the Box is number 133 overall. I said Jumbo Jacks do not score that highly, which, it's not a great hamburger. It's okay. Sometimes you get a good one. Most of the times, no. However, no position in the stock. Okay, then I followed up in March with another tweet. And remember, I only send out 4 or 5 tweets a day. San Diego Stock Jack is turning into a monster taco. Number 77 overall, no position. Then in September of last year, huge breakout in Jack in the Box today. I also featured it several times during my, I was doing 2-minute updates on the market on the local news here. And I was talking about Jack in the Box quite a bit because it's a San Diego stock. Then on October 10th, I wrote a story about it for Town Hall. And you can tap on the app, read the story. What a tremendous resource this is for those of you who want to look at your own stocks and see what I think of them or try to find stocks that I've been talking about a lot recently. Those tweets are at the front of the app every day, Bill's Daily Tweets, maybe 4 or 5 of them. They're also on my website at pwstreet.com. The article that I wrote about Jack in the Box was back on October 10th when it was a $66 stock. Today it's a $94 stock, and it continues to rise. Jack in the Box is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, this is where I'm going to focus because this has really been a sweet spot. They've really, I mean, since this Qdoba thing has come online and there's talk that someday they'll spin it off, Jack in the Box has delivered to investors 56% per year while the market's delivered 15% per year. It's more than tripled, almost quadrupled their returns of the overall market. It's still a small company, though. It's still only a $3.6 billion company. $3.6 billion makes it a small-cap stock. It's not even a mid-cap stock yet. But boy, is it going to town right now. Over the last 12 months, Jack is up 69%, while the market's only up 14%. Jack reported earnings this week, better than expected. Stock breaking out once again on huge volume to new all-time highs. Man, I'm telling you, this was an $11 stock just 5 years ago, and now it's a $93 stock. I can still remember I grew up not too far from the very first one, which was named Oscar's back then, Oscar's Drive-Thru. And then they started the Jack in the Box chain, and it's gone through many phases over the years, but this current one has really caught fire. It passes my performance test. It's not the cheapest stock right now. It's currently trading at 26 times forward earnings, but there's some pickles in this stock right now. It's got a little bit of a PEG ratio that has just really scared me off of the stock. It's trading at a 1.77 PEG ratio. But with the new earnings out, who knows? Maybe it will now fit my valuation criteria. Regardless of that, it's ranked number 128 out of 3,946. Do you know Jack? It's a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about more evidence that this risk-on move, of course we've had a risk-on move for almost 6 years now, but like I say, at times it's been more intense than others, and at times it's been very cautious, and right now we're in one of those times where it's become intensely risk on once again. Where is that showing up? The outflow of money from the bond market and into things like the NASDAQ, technology stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs. I've got a biotech here that was in my newsletter over the weekend. It's up now 35% since we purchased it last on the 13th. That was Friday, wasn't it? Yeah, it's up 35.1%. It's just all of a sudden taken off. I sent out a push notification to all of my push notification live trading subscribers. And you can look in the newsletter and see it for yourself. It's in the Gunderson trading account, Model T. I call that the Model T account. Go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for my weekly newsletter. We talked about the difference between Greece and India. Why is one up 45% over the last 12 months and why is one down 45% over the last 12 months? I think just a little bit of logic figures it out. Comes up with the conclusion. You know, I guess logic sometimes, when it's cloaked in political correctness, no longer somehow we lose our logic. We have to be careful with that. And if we get too politically correct, we lose sight of the logic that a fifth grader can see. We talked a little bit about one of the hottest stocks in the market right now, a cheeseburger stock. A company that has been around, well, I remember the first one, so I'm thinking back around 1960, early 1960s was the first Jack in the Box, San Diego companies, gone nationwide. They also own Qdoba, which is similar to a Chipotle. And this stock is just absolutely flying right now. And they also produced earnings this week that were better than expected. And I guess maybe people save money at the gas pump and they run over and get a Jumbo Jack or they run over and get a Monster Taco with the money saved at the gas pump, because usually a Jack in the Box is pretty close to an off-ramp on a gas station. And there seems to be a couple of things that are really benefiting this company right now and making it a best stock now. Another area of the market, another stock that kind of flies under the radar. I believe this stock, I want to see what index it's in. I want to say it's in the S&P 500. It's a company that is headquartered in North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina to be exact. This is now a $32 billion company. And I would imagine it employs a few people down in that neck of the woods, being a $32 billion company doing about $11 to $12 billion a year in sales, a company that manufactures branded jeans. I believe Lee and Wrangler are a couple of their brands. They manufacture outdoor apparel. They manufacture sportswear. In fact, a lot of the teams get their unis from these guys. They manufacture athletic apparel and they manufacture occupational apparel. They're in the clothing business. The name of the company is VF Corp. The symbol is VFC. VF Corp, again, is now a $32 billion large cap company. Not too bad. They also pay a dividend yield of 1.7%. right now. That's a pretty decent dividend yield. In fact, there was a time when I owned it in my in my growth and income account. And yes, VFC is a member of the S&P 500. And it's a superior member of the S&P 500. You know, I talk about indexes and index investing and my disdain for index investing. And one of the big reasons that I use is that an index is full of a lot of junky stocks, and then it's got some real cherries in there. I would rather cherry pick the index and try to find the very best companies within the index. Companies like VF Corp, VFC. Now, if we take a look at VFC on the in the app, we'll pull this up. Take a look at the track record of the company. This has been one of the superior stocks in the S&P 500. VFC, over the last 10 years, has far outperformed the S&P 500, the index that it resides in. Let's see here. Let's get the numbers up on VFC. It's an A-minus performer. In fact, VSC over the last 10 years has delivered, I got to get it over here on my spreadsheet. Over the last 10 years, VFC has delivered to its investors a cool 21% per year, while the market's delivered 5.5% per year. Over the last 5 years, VF Corp has delivered 35% per year. Is this a superior stock in the S&P 500? Boy, I'll say it is. 35% per year while the market's delivered about 12. Over the last 3 years, VF Corp has been running at a clip of 30% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 36%. You know, there's a lot of 25s and 30s there. Is there any guarantee that the stock will continue to outperform in the future? No, absolutely not. But that's a really, really good track record that this stock has racked up over the short term, over the intermediate term, and over the long term. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A-, one of the very best performing stocks in the entire market. And it's an S&P 500 stock, and it's a large cap. So it's not just a tiny little company, little micro cap, little small cap stock. The company has been around and has established itself in the apparel world. Now, if we go look at the valuation of the company, the stock is currently trading at about 22 times forward earnings. Eh, that's a little expensive, but when I take next year's earnings estimates of $3.72, and with this earnings beat this week, I got to believe those numbers are probably going to go higher. And when I apply a growth rate, which is expected to be right around 11% per year over the next 5 years, and when I apply a multiple to those potential earnings 5 years from now, I come up with the target price on VF Corp right now of about $120 per share, and the stock's still trading at $75 per share. And of course, as you know, there's a lot of what ifs between here and there, that stock's trade on expectations, and right now those are the expectations of the company. And the company recently reported earnings that beat their expectations, meaning that the expectations have now been revised higher. And usually when expectations are revised higher, the stock follows right along, and that's what's happening right now at VFC. As far as a technical pattern, you've heard me say that I don't like to buy stocks that are in downtrends. That's why I avoided the energy stocks when they started to sell off last August. I sold my energy positions, and I stood aside and watched them. I let them go down and down and down, and I watched. And then I waited for those stocks to finally start to bottom out. Now, there's no guarantee that it's a bottom here in the energy stocks. And then I wait for them to go sideways. And then I wait for them to start heading back up again. Or I like buying stocks that are in healthy uptrends. VF Corp right now has a very healthy pattern. It has a very healthy chart. It's a stock that's hitting new all-time highs, almost just within a buck or two of an all-time high. And again, this is a company that was $9 back in 2008 at the bottom of the recession, the Great Recession, and now it's a $76 stock. VF Corp, a company that makes branded jeans, outdoor apparel, sportswear, athletic apparel, and occupational apparel, right now ranked as a best stock now. And it's been a very, very good stock over the years. Also a member of the S&P 500. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one subject that comes up a lot in my money management practice is the theory of contrarianism. You hear a lot about contrarian investing, and that's basically going against the crowd, because the crowd is almost always wrong. You know, this hasn't been a good six-year run for contrarian investors. The contrarian has been shorting the market. The contrarian has been saying that no, they're wrong. Inflation is going to rear its ugly head. The contrarian has been saying no, the dollar's not strong. The dollar's going to turn around and it's going to get blasted. The contrarian has been saying that stocks are the worst place to be. I would rather be in precious metals. The contrarian has really gotten clobbered over the last 5 or 6 years. Now, the bottom line is that at some point in time, the contrarian's going to be right. The guy that's out there right now that's bearish on the economy, bearish on the market, bearish on the U.S. dollar, bearish on GDP, bearish on everything, is eventually going to be right. And then he's going to claim, he or she is going to proclaim, see, the beauty of contrarianism, of going against the crowd. And yeah, I know there's a lot of indicators out there. When the crowd is too bullish, then it's time to move away from the market. Well, the crowd's been pretty bullish for quite some time, and it's worked out pretty good so far, as the market has tripled along the way. And being a contrarian hasn't been a real good thing to be. The contrarian also likes to buy stocks and sectors that are out of favor, not stocks and sectors that are in favor. I mean, that's the very nature of contrarian investing, is going against the crowd. Well, I guess you'd have to say for quite some time now, the crowd's been right. I don't know if the crowd's been right or not. I don't know. If there's as many people that are telling you and warning you to stay out of the market right now as there are people that are telling you, like me, to stay in as long as this thing continues to go and as long as the economy continues to go. But there's some real pitfalls of contrarian investing. And I talk to a lot of people that, you know, question why I would buy something that's doing well right now. Why don't you buy something that's hitting new lows and that is out of favor? Isn't that where you have your maximum upside potential? The problem is you don't know if it's hit its low yet. You don't know how much lower it can go, like the old limbo dance, the limbo rock. How low can you go? That's why I don't like buying things that are going down in downtrends. That's what the contrarian does. The contrarian scours the new lows list, looking for stocks that are out of favor, that seemingly have maximum upside potential from here. I don't know. I mean, that's not what I like to do. I guess I'm not a con, even though my mother would have told you that I was a very contrarian child growing up. I'm not very much of a contrarian investor. But having said that, I do believe that valuation is very important in investing. So there is a little element of contrarian investing in the Best Stocks Now method. I mean, the really popular momentum stocks are trading at extreme valuations. And whereas I won't buy stocks that are trading at extreme valuations. So there is an element of contrarianism. But at the same time, you would definitely have to say that, well, for the most part, you're buying stocks that are moving upwards and not downwards. So you're not really a contrarian, Gunderson. All right, that's fine. I'm not a contrarian. I talk to contrarians all the time, and they've been wrong 90% of the time here over the last several years. So, you know, everybody's got to decide for themselves what kind of investor that you are. A contrarian investor tends to be more of a value investor, looking for things that are out of favor. My system doesn't do that. It looks for things that are in favor. But at the same time, it does pay attention to those critical valuations, because I think that valuation really does matter. You go back to the year 2000 when the dot-coms were sailing higher. Valuation went out the window, and it should have never went out the window. Now I see Henry Blodgett, one of the kings of valuation, goes out the window, reinventing himself now. I think his new site is businessinsider.com. But to me, Henry Blodgett lost a lot of credibility back then by not paying attention to valuation and leading a lot of people astray in $200, $250, $300 stocks that had no end in sight, because we were living in a new paradigm. That's what the analysts were saying back then. And we found out that valuation does matter. So anyways, look, you've got to decide for yourself what style best fits you, your personality, your way of investing. I do introduce an element of contrarianism through the valuations that I pay close attention to. But at the same time, past performance, stocks that are flourishing in the environment that we present today. You know, the contrarian, the fisherman goes where the boats are fishing. And that's usually where the fish are. The fisherman kind of know where the fish are. The contrarian goes down the coast 2 miles where nobody's caught anything for a long time, hoping that he'll be the one that brings back the lunker fish. Anyways, I produce my newsletter every single week, pwstreet.com. We've nailed some big winners so far this year in the market, and they're all listed there. We've had some losers. I got stopped out of one today for an 8% loss in my trading account, 8.3% to be exact. I list all the winners and all the losers, pwstreet.com. Also, I'm a professional money manager here. I charge a fee. I'm a fee-based money manager. There's no commissions. You can get more information on our money management that I'm in charge of, the head of here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We'd be happy to talk to you. Take a look at your portfolio today. Are you in the best areas of the market? You know. Well, it's important to be in the best stocks now. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.